Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Philadelphia's Chinese Lantern Festival takes place in Franklin Square from June 21st to August 7th, and there will be lots of food and drink. New this year, the Dragon Beer Garden, held in two elaborate tents run by Chescafe.
These are the Franklin View tents that Chescafe runs for weddings and special events. It was a pandemic plus for us because they reached out during the midst of the pandemic and said, hey, can we, you know, utilize your open space and have weddings in the space? And we said, yes, it's been a wonderful partnership. And so now we're utilizing these tents for the Dragon Beer Garden for the Lantern Festival.
More on the cocktails, mocktails, and specialty Asian food they'll be serving. This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at Franklin Square with Margarita Basuki, owner of Oisi from 138 Chestnut Street. And you're one of the vendors here at the Chinese Lantern Festival for 2022. So I understand you have some new items that you're adding to the menu.
Yes, before we have like a Korean meatball with the Korean meat sauce. And then we have like a chicken skewer. And then with the sweet soy sauce, like our original recipe. And then now I want to add it like an Asian meatball. Asian meatball is going to be coming up on this festival, like a start dish. Year. It's like a steamed meatball from our Asian, like especially Indonesian, and we're gonna make like our recipe, like a special recipe, like sweet soy sauce. We mix up with ketchup, but not ketchup from here, like a ketchup like from the other country. Plus, we're gonna add the tofu, and then the tofu inside, we're gonna put like a steamed meat inside.
So is that an Indonesian touch because you're from Indonesia?
Yes, but I think everybody in here, maybe they like it because the sauce is like in the Asian, they know already.
So what's the difference between a Korean meatball and an Asian meatball?
The difference is like a Korean, usually we use like the special sauce, like a red pepper sauce, but with the Asian, we don't use that one. So the taste is like a bit different.
Any other items on the menu that you think are important to highlight?
We do like have a Thai tea. The Thai tea like a taste a little bit different. It's the good drink for the summer. Plus, we can add the boba on it.
Bubble tea.
Your bubble tea, yes. Yes, correct.
When you come to be a vendor at this festival, what do you consider as far as what items you want to pull to put on the menu?
When I come here, I'm considered like a people that can take the food with good flavor. And then we're serving like a fast, like a pack and go. So it's not too long to waiting, but the quality food is still good.
And is it representative of Asian culture? Because this is the Chinese Lantern Festival?
Yes, we have to. Because like a Chinese lantern, usually we have to serve like the culture from like a mostly Asian food, like Asian fusion.
What is the number one ingredient that you think represents Indonesia?
Ingredient like the sweet soy sauce. Yeah, sweet sauce is like make it from the bean. So in here, mostly people only use like soy sauce. But we here, we do like a sweet soy sauce. And then for, we have like a grilled corn. We have like a sweet chili sauce. But that one tastes different, like it's not too spicy, but with a little bit sweet. So it's good like put with the corn and then with the butter. And then I want to add like one of the best like a food seller. We have like a beef pao. Beef pao is like a bun, but inside like a beef. The beef, I can make it like with a sweet beef. And then on the top, we put like a pickle, ginger, and radish. And then put a scallion on it. So it's good for the summer.
And also for the summer, I understand you have a seaweed salad.
Oh, yeah. We do have a seaweed salad. Seaweed salad usually is good for the summer because usually when we eat seaweed salad, it's supposed to be served cold. And then people with like a vegetarian, they can eat seaweed salad too. And then the ingredient for seaweed salad, the taste is like a little bit, we put the vinegar. Vinegar like a bit sour, and then we put the sugar, a little bit sweet, and then put the sesame oil and the sesame seed. So it's good.
What are the price points?
The price is like a range $10 to $15. For all of the menu. All right.
Thank you. And of course, continuing with that Asian food theme, we have Michael Chow, who's owner of Sankey in Chinatown, University City, and Wynwood. And they are also one of the vendors here at the Chinese Lantern Festival. So what's on your menu?
We have an exciting menu. And the first one is the grilled chicken in Korean spicy sauce in the steam bun. That's one of the new items we have. And everybody love it. So when you come to the park, come to the Lantern Festival, don't miss saying to try the wonderful dish.
What do you take into consideration when you think, when you put together a menu for an outdoor festival like this?
This festival is a little bit different than the other one. This is a ride in Chinatown, and that's on the dinner time. So I expect people come here, they're hungry, they want to eat, and then next to Chinatown, they probably thinking some food related to Asian. And so that's set up the menu. I say, wow, I need to serving as good as like a food in Chinatown, so people happy to come.
So what should people order?
Usually people order the dinner product, the main course, and with the fried rice combination. We have six on the menu. One is the coconut shrimp, one is the genotao chicken, one is the grilled chicken with a lemongrass, and other one is very, very special. It's a vegan beef with a broccoli. And the vegan beef is so good. You need to try it. And the last one is a chicken and mixed vegetable. They all come with the fried rice. So you can make your own wonderful dinner here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then we have the bar. Mike Miller is the bar manager at Chess Cafe Events and Catering, and they are running the Dragon Beer Garden here at the Lantern Festival. So what are some of the highlights of the menu?
Some of the highlights, we have some cocktails with some Asian flair. We have some non-alcoholic drinks for the people who don't drink or the kids. Kind of elaborate, very nice, very refreshing. It's going to be a hot summer, so that's kind of our goal when we do these sort of things.
So you want to include the kids in that?
Absolutely.
So what are the drinks that you're...
So we have a green tea cocktail. Which is green tea, pomegranate juice, and champagne, garnished with some mint leaves. We have a gin and ginger beer with a splash of pomegranate juice for color. We have a cocktail, stateside vodka, which we love, pineapple juice, cranberry juice, top of ginger ale, another cocktail, Paloma. Everyone loves tequila right now. Tequila, grapefruit juice, lime juice, simple syrup. Bourbon's the big thing, too. Now, so we have bourbon and lemonade. That's a huge seller. And for the mocktails, we have a pomegranate with ginger ale, simple syrup, and a fruit juice topped with some grenadine. It's a beautiful, beautiful drink.
Can those non-alcoholic drinks get spiked?
Absolutely.
And what would you spike them with?
I always vodka or rum. I'd say the pomegranate one, I would do gin, but the other one would be vodka or rum.
All right. Anything you want to say about the bars? I understand this is a new setup this year for the festival.
Bars are spacious, nice, very nice look at, plenty of room, plenty of space. Bartenders will be great, I hope. We got two bars, two different tents, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
And then to tie this whole story together, we have Amy Needle, President and CEO of Historic Philadelphia. And this is all, this whole food court here in Franklin Square, of course, is for the Chinese Lantern Festival. So what are the details?
So the Chinese Lantern Festival will happen from June 21st through August 7th, from 6 o'clock until 11 o'clock each night. In addition to seeing the gorgeous lanterns, there are stage performances, there's going to be fountain shows, there's retail for you to buy and take home a souvenir, And then obviously you've heard about all the amazing food that you're going to be able to taste. Enjoy this gorgeous dragon beer garden. Stroll around the square with your cocktail. Bring your kids, because we also have very family-friendly food, including, you know, our favorite square burger with cheeseburgers and french fries and hot dogs. So there's really something for everybody to taste and enjoy.
And what's new this year is the setting. Can you talk about this beautiful tent that we're standing in?
Yes, so these are the Franklin View tents that Chesapeake runs for weddings and special events. It was a pandemic plus for us because they reached out during the midst of the pandemic and said, hey, can we, you know, utilize your open space and have weddings in the space? And we said, yes, it's been a wonderful partnership. And so now we're utilizing these tents for the Dragon Beer Garden for the Lantern Festival.
These have been up for a while?
These have been up since the spring. They've had weddings in them during the spring. And then we'll have the festival, and then they'll do fall weddings again beginning Labor Day weekend.
So for people that haven't been here in a while, the whole park looks completely different, especially now that you have the all the lanterns up.
Yes, there are more lanterns than ever. We have over 30 lanterns, including some in the Philadelphia Miniature Golf Course. It's the year of the tiger, so you'll get to spot some tigers throughout the festival. There are some gorgeous lanterns. This year, we have a sea theme going around. You'll see it going around the fountain and out the 7th Street walkway. We're also obviously celebrating Chinese culture, and so there are many wonderful lanterns celebrating the culture, including the Temple of Heaven. And then, of course, you can't have a lantern festival without having pandas, and so we have many, many pandas, and of course, the giant dragon is back, and you will see him this year along Race Street.
So tell us the details. For those that maybe don't remember from previous years, people can come in the park during the day?
That's right. Franklin Square is open free, as it is every day, free during the Lantern Festival until 5 o'clock. We actually have a scavenger hunt that you can do and play along with free during the day. We also are going to have free storytelling, free yoga, free music all during the day. So check our website for more information. But then it's 5 o'clock. We close the festival. And then at 6 o'clock, you need a ticket to come in. And tickets are available online now. And then we will have some limited tickets at the gate every single evening.
And how is the money that you raise utilized?
So a portion of the proceeds from the ticket sales and from food and everything comes back to Historic Philadelphia so that we can continue to do all the wonderful free events that we do throughout the year, including our pumpkin patch and our trick-or-treat trail in the fall, and of course the electrical spectacle light show in the winter, and then, you know, all the free yoga classes and storytelling and special events that we do throughout the year.
So where can people go and get more information about the Philadelphia Lantern Festival 2022?
Everybody can visit PhillyLanternFestival.com for more information. That has all the up-to-date information on it about tickets and where you can go and where you can park. And so we look forward to seeing everybody back again.
And menus too?
Menus too, exactly, exactly. You'll want to definitely come to be able to taste and enjoy.
Amy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.